You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Whoops. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Chwaba, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Man, we are barreling through a Friday night here. 2 hours down, one act to go. The amazing Mike Clemens will be here shortly. And it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite buddy movie? We have had all kinds of fun answers, and we will get to some more of your texts momentarily. If you missed, the last couple hours have been fun. We've talked a little Bears Packers. We'll get the Civic Media sports guru Mike Clemens' take on the upcoming game that we're all excited about. Eric Westfall was here from the WGBW afternoon show, 2 to 6, and we talked to Ezekiel Drews, the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, and Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society's Villa Louis. You know, Con, I was going to go into this lengthy story, but we have a very special person in the studio right now, and I think we can't waste another moment. We got to get right to it. He said he was going to show up at the window. I did not see him at the window. He was going to provide our Nightlight window fund, but he just walked into the studio and sat down next to me. And I'm so excited he's here, Mr. Mike Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete.
How are you?
Good. Just downtown Green Bay is very busy.
It is. Are the roads bad?
It started to snow.
Oh, God.
But lots of people are out and about and at the restaurants and all. And I was driving around thinking, like, you know, if I was on Colbert, would I have this much trouble trying to park by the Ed Sullivan Theater?
It can be. I mean, you're joking, but it can be pretty bad down here.
It is.
It's terrible.
It's busy. There's a lot of attractions.
And you know what happened? I was in the parking garage. I'm going to tell the story again because it really irritates me. I had my car. I was the only person in the entire garage, Mike.
Okay.
And I had my car kind of angled this way so I could just pull out.
All right.
Most of my life is spent trying to avoid backing out whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ticket. And I tried to fight it. There was another guy out here writing tickets 2 days later, and I went to talk to him about it. He goes, oh, I know who wrote that. Yeah, none of us like that guy.
I'm like, what is... Yeah, can you come to traffic court with me and testify?
And I had like 3 days to pay it, and then they put another $15 on there. 3 days, Mike. Usually you have a month.
Yes.
Really irritated me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. How are you?
Okay. Busy.
Yeah, and, I bet you are.
And genuinely excited about 325 Sunday at your Lambeau Field over there, about 15 minutes away. Because this is going to be a fun football game.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's giving you that? What is the mood like right now at Lambeau Field?
Well, you know, LaFleur is trying to, you know, downplay the bulletin board talk and that kind of thing. Which is not to make it not fun.
Yeah.
But he wants to just suck these guys. Are you kidding me? And seriously, a little bit of jobs on the line here. You know, I mean, The pressure is on the Packers.
Right.
Ben Johnson's in his first year as the head coach. New regime, you know, clean
and he's a good
slate.
Coach.
I knew he would be a good coach.
Yeah.
And now they're on a 5-game winning streak. Caleb Williams at quarterback is now settled down and starting to see the field. And then, you know, Ben Johnson wisely came into the Bears and said, I really want this job. I love Chicago.
Yeah.
I took my family here last year. I took vacation from Detroit. After, you know, he's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Right?
We went to see a Cubs game. I mean, I'm excited about the opportunity to move to Chicago. But if I come to work for you people, I'm going to have a say about the roster.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with the offensive line. So, I mean, I'm not going to ask for the world, but we're going to fix this. We're going to spend this. We're going to move this. And he's got a 5-game winning streak. And then a week ago tonight, he beats the Eagles in Philadelphia. Now, it turns out the Eagles are kind of banged up. Their best defensive lineman, one of the best in the league, Jalen Carter, had a procedure on both shoulders. He's out for the next 2 or 3 weeks. They're big dude, you know, 325 pounds. Yeah. So that might explain why the Bears put 281 yards of rushing. 208 between these two running
Eagles,
backs.
Yeah.
But that takes the pressure off of Caleb Williams. And, you know, it's like 10-9. They go back and forth. And then he, you know, play action lights him up and they win 24-15.
He's like, yeah, he's kind of an electric player, but he has issues. Like Caleb Williams has trouble hitting the easy passes that Jordan Love does hit. Like he rarely hits guys in stride. He finds them and he's great at the end of the game, but he's not that guy like Aaron Rodgers, his idol, who he could throw it to in stride and they run for 30 yards. Which, as a Bear fan, drives me crazy. But you mentioned bulletin board material, Mike. When Ben Johnson took that job, he said, I beat Jeff.
Well, one of the other reasons I'd like to have this job is because I get to beat Matt LaFleur twice a year.
He said that.
See, now he'd done that as an offensive coordinator working for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Now, people forget, too, Dan Campbell started his tenure with the Detroit Lions 2 years after Matt had been in Green Bay.
Right.
So the fact that he, you know, not only passed up, it took him a year or two, but not only you start beating the Packers or sweeping the Packers like he did in 2024, but they were, you know, owning the division. A year ago at this time, the Detroit Lions thought this might be the year. The whole city thought that. They kind of felt like the Brewers did in August when they had a 14-game winning streak. We got the best record in baseball. We may really go deep in the playoffs this year. Well, you know, so now they're in a little bit of a hangover. They've got some guys that are beat up once again. Those kinds of issues. But they managed to pull out a nice win last night against the Cowboys. But as for the Packers, Josh Jacobs is a little beat up. We talked to him at length, but he should be able to go.
Okay.
I think Jaden Reed is finally going to be back after breaking a collarbone and had a foot injury in September. Okay. And he really adds to the offense at wide receiver for the Packers. I don't know if Matthew Golden, the first round pick, the speedy rookie, is going to be ready. He's had a wrist injury. Quay Walker, their stud inside linebacker, was out the last 2 weeks with a neck stinger. It looks like he's going to play, and that will help in terms of going after this Bears running game, running attack on their offense. But there's so many good matchups I'm really excited to see.
Which team, Mike, in your opinion, Mike Clemens is here in the studio, folks, our Civic Media Sports Authority. We're talking Bears-Packers, the biggest game. You know, I did this movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, Mike.
Yeah, how was that last night?
It was great.
Good. Good turnout and everything?
Great turnout.
Oh, good, good, good.
Great response. And it was just serendipitous that, you know, this movie that I made with pokes fun of the Bears-Packers rivalry was this week, too, because leading up to this
timing is everything.
It's everything. But which team will, because the Bears have had a lot of injuries too, and you talked about Detroit. God, I was rooting for them once, you know, some other teams had fallen off, but they had like 9 starters out on defense. Like they really didn't have a chance last year. But which team this year in the Bear-Packer game, which team will be most affected by injuries? Because the Bears have had some too.
In Sunday's game?
Sunday's game, yeah.
Hard telling. I'm going to say the Bears and their secondary, because they do have several players that are like 31, 32 years old.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I would think that actually the Packers at this point are the more physical team. The Bears, though, so you mentioned how Ben Johnson takes the job and says, yeah, I'm looking forward to beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Now, both these sides, now that the reality is sunk in and the Bears are suddenly 9-3 and in first place in the division, place, I think they've got the number one seed in the conference.
They've
this
won
week.
9 of 10, and I still don't think they're quite for
real.
Well,
they won the last 5 games. They won the last 5. They're 9-3.
Right.
Is their record. But Ben Johnson's downplaying all that. And you know why? Because when he said that, things would change in Green Bay. There's this dude, number one, Micah Parsons. Right. Yeah, that's a bad defense. It's a really tough Green Bay defense.
Yeah.
And he's nervous about that. Like, how do I deal with this Micah Parsons
team? How do you, if you're Ben Johnson? Do you run right at him?
Well, that's what these other teams have been doing.
Yeah, running right at him?
Yeah, it started with the Panthers, and the Panthers pull off that upset.
You know?
They run the ball.
Right.
And this infuriates Micah Parsons. We talked to him about this. He says, that's almost like disrespect to me, man.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I thought it was so great. And we said, you're like one of the best players in the league. How can you feel disrespected? And he says, it's not until you're in the game.
Yeah.
And the opponent comes up to you and says, hey, man, you are the best. That's what he's looking for. Right. Doesn't care what anybody in the media says. Doesn't care what the fans say in social media. It's nice to be the highest paid guy that he is. But it's not until he beats you on the field that you get back up and say, okay, yeah, you're the
best.
I
was wrong.
You're the best.
I don't understand why. Like, when Ben Johnson said that, I've enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice. I don't think he was expecting that they'd be 9-3. I think he was, like, trying to get his guys, you know, because now I bet he regrets saying that.
Trying to get
that.
Chicago behind him.
Yeah.
Trying to get Chicago excited.
And I get that.
Get the season tickets going again.
Right.
And the last guy to say that actually went all the way to a Super Bowl. Lovie Smith.
Okay.
Our top three goals are beat Green Bay. Remember? You know?
Yeah.
He said that 20 years ago.
We've got a comment here from the 920. Packers all the way. Win by 7. Okay.
That's the Las Vegas thing.
Thank you, 920. Is it 6.5 or 7?
6.5.
6.5. And then Tom from...
Not that you're betting on this or anything.
No, I don't. I'm smarter than that. Greg from the 262 says, Mike and Pete, I have trouble with the love affair that radio media has with Jordan Love. The truth is, he's just not that good compared to other Packers quarterbacks. He is not as accurate. Malik Willis completes more passes than Jordan Love does. I'm just not buying the hype of... The hype of wine. We paid so much money for Jordan Love, Greg from Waukesha. Wow, what do you say to that, Mike?
Well, he is the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He threw 4 touchdown passes on Thanksgiving. He only has 3 interceptions. And if you watch not the radio guys, I guess like me,
yeah.
But if you watch the national guys, they're saying, wow, his perception is getting better every week.
Yeah.
Seeing the field with each snap. Better every week, and that's what you look for at this level.
He's so chill too. Like, the guy just does not
can't
get
rattle
rattled.
Him.
You can't rattle him. Mm-hmm. And I think the only time, and here's why I think the Packers are going to win this week, because like Jordan Love is chill. If you're in his face and you have a pass rush, that changes things. Like with any quarterback, but specifically, it seems like that's when he's had a bad game. If he's had a bad game, the Bears really don't have. They have a great secondary. When they're not banged up, they have no. I think TJ Edwards is going to play this week, but they have no pass rush.
But let's not forget, and going back all the way to Halas Lombardi,
yeah,
Bears Packers, they're ugly games.
Yeah,
there's going to be a blocked field goal. There's going to be a controversial penalty call. Yes, there's going to be people hurt. You know,
the
ball is going to bounce funny ways. It's Bears Packers, so there's going to be something. That's, you're going to say, oh, come on, man.
I was telling Conrad before, like, I remember when I was a kid, the games were so bad sometimes, like 6-3.
Yeah.
And then there was a fight.
Baseball
scores. And that
was
scores. The most exciting. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So Mike Clemens is here. Can we keep you for one more short segment,
please,
or you got to get back to Lambeau?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Scott, who we met last night at the screening, Scott says, Scott from Madison, buddy movie, Stripes. Love it, Scott. He also says, Finding Nemo. Okay. Pixar. Conrad's nodding his head. Mike, do you have a favorite buddy movie?
Let me think about it. I got
all
a couple
right.
ideas.
Mike Clemens is going to tell us his buddy movie after the break, so you have to stick around, and I'm going to give you the keyword for the Text to Win contest, our multi-state Text to Win contest. Mike Clemens is in the studio, folks. What could be better on a Friday night? It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, pick it light. It's sad. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Talking a little Motown with our pal, Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens. Hey, I got to tell you guys, it is hour number 3, and that means I'm about to give you the keyword for our multi-state Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win contest. You could win $200 a day I know, Mike, you're loaded, but you could even use $200 a day.
Sure.
Who doesn't want $200 a day, right?
It's Christmas. I got gifts to buy.
That's right. It's perfect. It's shopping money. And if you win $200 a day, or even if you try, all you have to do, folks, is text in the keyword on the app. It has to be on the app. And you're also enrolled for our three grand prizes, which are a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. Good luck, everybody. This hour's keyword, you ready for this, Conrad? I'm not going to ask you to spell it.
Okay, thanks. I've learned my lesson. Yeah, thank you.
Is cold. C-O-L-D. Cold. That is on the tip of everybody's tongue right now. Text that in right now on the app. And best of luck, everybody. Mike and I were just talking Motown, and you were at Hitsville, USA. I did stand-up in Detroit. I never went there, and I'm just cursing myself because it's supposed to be spectacular. But let's... Are you breaking a story right now, Mike?
No.
Oh, man, that would be so sweet if I could break news here. Mike Clemens is here. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority. We're talking Bears-Packers. They meet for the 211th time, folks, this Sunday. It is the oldest rivalry, I believe, in professional sports, but most certainly in the NFL. We've got, Con, help me with these stream techs. We're falling a little behind there. But, Mike, so 211. And the Packers took the lead over this last 30 years. They've dominated.
Starting with the Favre era.
And the Bears were up quite a bit. The Packers closed that distance, and now they're up, what, 10 games now maybe?
Well, yeah, and, you know, LaFleur and Rodgers did a very nice job with it.
Yeah.
You know, Rodgers got flipped off in the south end zone at Soldier Field by a lady, and that's when he did the, what are you talking about? I own you. But last year... You know, Jordan Love had the injuries, and you end up going 1-5 in the division. You only beat the Bears the first time by a fingertip that blocked a field goal. And then this struggling Bears team that finished last year 5-12 and fired their coach and had an interim coach and then another one after that. And
train wreck.
All that turmoil with this rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, trying to figure all this stuff out. They beat you last year.
Yeah.
And as Brian Gutekunst said to us at the table at the Combine in Indianapolis in February, he says, yeah, you know, we lost our last three games. Like, that doesn't look good. That, you know, you lost two regular season and you lose to the Eagles. We lost our last three games. That's not how we want to finish. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons that LaFleur's and Love and the rest of this gang is looking forward to getting that changed.
And it's interesting that I think, like, and that's why I can't pick the game. Like, the Bears did beat the Packers. Love went out. But, like, the Bears have gotten better. The Packers have gotten better. And I think both games last year were decided by less than 3 points. So who got better? It's just a tough game to pick, really. I mean, I think the Packers are going to win because I think they've got a phenomenal defense. I think they're riled up because of Ben Johnson. But I feel like the bar is so high in Green Bay, Mike, because of the standard of quarterbacks you guys have had. That texter who said... He didn't really believe in Jordan Love yet. He kind of has to win a Super Bowl for people like that to be a believer.
I think core Packer fans have to understand this is not a quarterback team anymore.
Mm.
It's a defensive team.
Yeah.
The most important player in the Packers locker room today is number one Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
All the quarterback has to do is keep him in the game, run the offense. Running plays look like passing plays. Move the ball down the field. Be efficient. Keep your interceptions down. Well, he does. He's only got three.
Does, yeah.
I mean, he threw a really stupid one with the Browns that ended up costing them the game in Cleveland. Mm. But after that, he's doing really well. So this is a defensive-driven team, and that's why, you know, you've got to give it to the Packers on Sunday. Now, let me tell you a quick story about the Bears. Ever heard of Nashawn Wright?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been following the Bears.
All right.
A year ago, this kid was sitting on the practice squad with the Vikings, completely overlooked. He'd been drafted by Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, mm-hmm. was there for like 2 years, had a bad ankle injury.
Okay.
And then, you know, they just let him go. He got picked up by the Vikings. They put him on the practice squad. But his coach was Al Harris. Al Harris was a longtime corner here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, Al... His career, because he was a shutdown corner at the end of his career here in Green Bay. Al got drafted by the Eagles, played for the Buccaneers, and then after a couple of years here in Green Bay, he found his thing. You know, he wasn't the speediest guy, but he could jam, build his upper body arms, and he shut down some of the top receivers his last 4 or 5 years here in Green Bay. He's now a coach. He coached for the Chiefs, for Andy, and then for the Cowboys. And he met this kid, Nashawn Wright, and believed in him. Because you know what? He looked, it's almost like his son. He's 6'4"
yeah,
and got the same attributes. And Nashawn says, you know what? Coach Al has always been in my corner, texting me, keeping me. And now he's my coach in Chicago. We had some injuries. He put me on the field. This kid's got 5 interceptions. He's had a turnover in 5 straight games. He's the one that punched out the ball during the tush push.
Jalen Hurts,
by
yeah,
the Eagles last week.
That was an
week.
Impressive play. Yeah.
And you know, I talked to LaFleur about him, and he nodded like, yeah, yeah. He's a tough football player.
We got about 30 seconds, Mike. What's the vibe? This Packer team in the locker room, are they loose? Are they fun compared to other Packer teams?
Yeah, they have fun, but no, they're more business, and it's a lot of really good characters in there.
Yeah.
And so that they can get business done. But again, the guy who has tilted the room is Micah Parsons. Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs were a really good infusion of, this is how hard you have to work. Parsons puts it over the top.
Yeah.
Kind of like a guy did 30 years ago named Reggie.
Reggie White, one-man wrecking crew. Mike Clemens, keep up the great work, pal. Great to have you in the studio. This is fun.
Anytime, Pete.
Stay warm out
there. My pleasure.
All right, we're coming back. It's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here, and we'll read some more of your texts. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to cry, cry, cry alone.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabe, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. We are in the home stretch of what has been a very long week. Conrad could barely keep his eyes open. I think he grabbed a nap while Mike was talking, just because he needed the winks. Terry Barr is here, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Our Wisconsin music expert. She is an award winning host of an award winning show on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. And if you don't live in the Madison area, check it out on the podcast at civicmedia.us. But she is our namesake for Bar Band Friday night, and she joins us. And Terry, a very special guest is here, too, just kind of hanging out in the studio, Mr. Mike Clemens.
Oh, is it Mike?
You're going to give Mike some new music to listen to tonight. How does that
make
you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited about tonight's new music. It kind of goes from young kids who just got together to form a new band,
yeah,
to a woman who's a little bit older, has a huge catalog of original music. But she just did something new, and I know how much you're going to love it, Pete.
Oh, very cool. So you let us pick the second song. You're still okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. But, okay, so where do we start? We start with,
well,
I got to find my note.
We start with this. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. You're very sweet.
How you doing? You've had quite a week.
It's been a fun week.
I can't even imagine how you're doing.
It's been, you know what, you just kind of get your energy from other people, and when they're so amazing, it just makes you keep going, and it's been really fun. We had a great showing last night, a lot of civic media people there. I'm sorry about your car, by the way. You told me your car broke down. And
yeah.
I guess I believe you.
It happens.
All right.
But you know what I'm also looking forward to, because you've been talking with Mike about the Packers.
Yeah.
I just happen to have my good luck Packers socks.
Oh, wow.
And I'm holding them in my hand because I've become that person. I have to wear them for them to win.
I thought when you held that sock up, I thought, wow, she's really limber. I thought it was on your foot, Terry, but it's just, okay.
Yeah, pick up my foot and put it like up here.
Doing Woo! Some Bar Band yoga here tonight. That was
you got it.
Do you
Why
have,
not? We'll stay warm.
We do have Mike. He talked about the Packers, and, you know, I think the consensus is most people think the Packers are going to win this Sunday. Do you have a prediction?
I say yes. I think it's going to be really close, really exciting, but I give them the home field advantage. Playing at Lambeau Field has got to still mean something.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
fair enough.
If I do a live report on NFL Radio and Sirius XM, I'll say, and Terry Barr has her Packers socks on. So I'm going to go with the Packers today, guys.
Okay. Yep. I stopped wearing jerseys and things because they weren't doing well when I wore that. So here came the Packers socks.
Oh, nice.
And so far, so good. This has been the good luck item.
All right. That works.
I'll pass it out in the locker room tomorrow. No problem.
And we also were talking about Motown. Mike took the Hitsville USA tour. When I did stand up in Detroit for years, I never went there. I'm kicking myself now because I love the music. I love the bands and Marvin Gaye and everybody.
Agreed.
And we just had to talk about that. So let's segue into music. And you've got this great band. You just mentioned them called No Limit. They're young. Tell us about No Limit.
You know, I love these kinds of stories because it feels like this is the future of music coming out of Wisconsin. It's four guys. They met when they were in high school, and I think they're just seniors this year, so they're still in high school, but they met a couple of years ago. A couple of them go to Monona, a couple of others go to Columbus, and they got paired up through the Madison Music Foundry, which is a place where you can go take lessons, meet other musicians when you're young like this. And so they paired up for this competition called Rock Onsen. It's garage band competing against each other from all over the state. They ended up placing second, right behind the winner. So I guess that would be first runner up. And that earned them the chance to play at Summerfest, which I think any musician would want to play that.
Yeah.
And they got a recording contract as part of their first runner up finish. So what you are going to hear tonight, their new song is called Hope, and it was all self-produced in the recording studio that they won.
Wow.
And it's just out. So I just think it's so great that they have done this.
And how old are these guys? How old are these guys, Terry?
How old are they?
Yeah.
I think they are just seniors right now in high school.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they met a couple of years ago, you know, and they were all playing, but they weren't playing with other people in a band. So when they all went to this Madison Music Foundry, one of the guys there said, hey, I think I know some other people you could get together and have a band with. And it worked out. And then they entered Rock Onsen and ended up first runner up. I think they can enter again this year because they will only be graduating. So they might be able to win this year. That would be really fun.
That is fantastic. All right, let's hear from this great young band Terry's talking about. This is No Limit and the song Hope.
Give to me, give me everything so there's no
throw it to Mike. What do you think, Mike?
Good. I like the bass line. Yeah. What's the name of the band, Terry?
No Limit.
No Limit. Okay.
It was good. I like that. They have like a Nirvana or a grunge.
Yes,
well,
that's
what I was going to say.
Yeah.
A little more kind of poppy like early Police, but it's
interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
He's got that great, that grungy voice too. That was great, Terry.
Yes,
wow.
Isn't it
seniors
great?
In high school.
And they're just individually great musicians. And Pete and Mike and Conrad and all the listeners, this is our guest for an hour live in the studio tomorrow night.
Nice.
Well done.
And everything they have for
well
us.
Done, Terry.
Very cool.
Nice.
You know, Conrad and I have been trying to get a barbershop quartet off the ground now for about 2 years, and we've never even gotten a sniff. So these guys are doing okay, I think. All right.
I didn't know they were bringing Lawrence Welk back. How about that?
Well, if I have anything to say about it, they will be. Terry Barr is here, folks. It is a bar band Friday night. We're getting some bonus time with our pal Mike Clemens here, the Civic Media Sports Authority. We've got the Sports Authority and the Music Authority. And Conrad is actually a Packer because he always says we when he talks about the Packers. So you could do a lot worse. Bridget from the 818 says, Thelma and Louise, favorite buddy movie. They had funny moments. They were loyal, fearless, supportive, and resilient. Craig Knitt says, Pete, for folks that can't make it all the way down to MIFA, the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, this weekend, in Milwaukee, there's another mini film festival in St. Germain on Saturday. The Cine Dinor, I don't know if I'm saying that right, starting at 2 p.m., featuring Ghost in the Woods by filmmaker Johnny Drake. Thank you, Craig. He says, also, Godfather of Green Bay is a pretty darn good buddy comedy as well. Thank you, Craig. It was good to see you last night. Yeah. And finally, John Murray in the 608 says, Peter, your show was amazing. It was just such a pleasure to meet you. And John Hofer, he says, plus Gordy and Jennifer. So I think he meant John, maybe. So sorry I missed a meeting. Conrad. Love you, bro. You are a badass. No way to dispute. Next time, brother. Thank you, John. Thanks for coming out last night, too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. So we've got, I've got a couple more texts here. Why don't I read a couple more texts, Terry? Then you'll tell us about, I'll surprise you with the song we picked.
Okay.
That you let us pick, the Christmas song. Yes. And you can tell us about the artist because there was no artist information, but they're local, which is great, right?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, very
I'm
cool.
leaving it there because I kind of want to tease you a little bit, pick your brain.
No, I like
see how you feel.
I like that, and I'm going to pick one of. It's one of my favorite songs. You gave us five
okay,
options,
good.
And I'm going to tell you. All right, so Scott says Midnight Run. Yes, Scott. He says best buddy movie, second best buddy movie, Godfather of Green Bay. Thank you, Scott. Good to see you last night. He says a guy on Facebook page said Sophie's Choice. Too soon, Scott. That's great. Scott had an orange vest on last night at the screening. And there was a guy with a Beaver Patrol t-shirt from the movie.
Yes.
It was great. Craig on the stream says, Pete for Foe. I already read that one. Scott also says, Blazing Saddle Stripes. And he said, Finding Nemo. And Scott says, Clap for the High School Band. What's that, Conrad? We got another. Oh, Greg from Waukesha in the 262. Mike and... Oh, I already read that. Con, where are you staring at me here, buddy? I'm all over the place.
Troy in Madison.
We met Troy last night.
Yeah, he said, Pete, the movie
was
a lot of fun.
Great.
Yeah. And it was great to meet you.
It was great to meet you, too. Troy was there with Kurt last night, and I met Kurt for the first time, too. They were awesome and great textures. Thank you, guys. All right, we've got about a minute to break. Terry, okay. I'm just going to tell you, the song I picked is Oh Holy Night, and that's one of the ones you sent, right?
Yes, I
okay.
sent you five.
Right, and you told us to pick, so that's the one
yes.
I'm going to pick. And,
okay.
You like the song Oh Holy Night, Mike?
Sure.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. My dad used to sing it in church. So we're going to play
nice.
That. Yeah. So when we come back, tell us about the artist, and maybe we'll close the show with a little Christmas music. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
I have to consult with you because you're Terry Barn. It's Bar Band Friday night. Right? We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, the storm and its furies rage today. Crushing hope that we cherish so dear. The cloud and storm will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Come on! We get twisted and we go
fun night. I would like to thank my guests tonight, Mr. Mike Clemens, Terry Barr, Ezekiel Drews from the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards happening this week, Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society's Villa Louis. Check out their activities this weekend and next. And Eric Westfall from WGBW here on weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. It was great to talk to Eric as well. On Monday, we've got, can you come back Monday, Mike?
I'll be a little busy.
Can you call?
Well, I'll try. I don't know what my schedule is. I don't, you know.
Terry.
Just when I plan a dinner, all of a sudden my phone goes off and it's like, oh, did you hear Giannis wants a trade? Like, you know, come on, man.
We'll just pull his clip. All right, we'll either have Mike back or we'll pull some clips of Mike. But we're going to have Packer Bear talk on Monday, folks. You won't miss that. Bob Dennis, mob expert Bob Dennis will be here. And Bridget Zilke from the Wade House, also another Wisconsin Historical Society outlet. Some Christmas stuff happening over there that's really fun. You guys are two of my Civic Media All-Stars. It's so great to have you both here. Terry, I picked the song Oh Holy Night. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I grew up going to Midnight Mass and all that, and I love Oh Holy Night when it's done right. Conrad is still getting there. He's not quite there yet with his rendition.
Well, but, we heard first from No Limit. Yeah. Now, they are from Monona and Columbus. NoLimitRocks.com is their website. They don't yet have a Christmas or holiday album out. And this, what we are about to hear, is Shekinah King's first Christmas album ever. She's thrilled. She calls it a family Christmas because, get this, her dad sings harmony on it. Her brother, Wes, plays the drums, the guitar, and the bass. Wow. So it's a family band. And this girl is nonstop. She is out of the Dodgeville area and has tons of shows, both in support of her Christmas music for the rest of the month. And then also she has so much regular original music. She could probably do a 3-hour show all by herself. So
wow.
You want to check her out. Her website is Shekinah, S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H. Sorry about that. ShekinahKing.com.
Have we talked about her before? That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was in the spring, Pete, because she had just released some new original music then. And it had been a little while since we had heard from her. She was in the studio with us. She's an award winner, both the Wisconsin Area Music Industry and the Madison Area Music Industry Awards.
All right. That's fantastic. I think what we'll do... Yeah. is close the show with this song, and it'll just take us out.
That's nice.
I mean, it's snowing in downtown Green Bay. We got Bears-Packers this Sunday. It's December in Wisconsin. This state was made for Christmas. I've got listeners from all spectrums. It's a beautiful night here.
I'll start making the eggnog.
Mike's on the eggnog. Conrad's got
I was worried you would be mad that I sent you Christmas songs because I was listening to you earlier this week, and I know you were talking about the worst Christmas songs. So I thought, well, this will be fun to see what he thinks or if he says no Christmas songs.
No, we're pacing ourselves, but you know,
we run out of time for the barking dogs and jingle bells.
No, we always have time for the barking dogs. Dave from Madison says, hey, Pete, it's Dave. My buddy Eric and I really enjoyed the movie. It was nice to meet you, a movie star. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Dave. It was great to have you out there. Thank you again for everybody coming out last night. It was a great night and a lot of fun to meet many of you, whether you were from Civic Media or listeners or old friends. Thank you again, everybody, for showing up last night. Conrad took pictures.
Take it down the road now.
Yeah. Well, we've already done that. I don't know if I have the energy. I just talk about it.
Oh, if you want to do it again.
Yeah. So
part two.
Terry Barr, thank you so much. Mike Clemens, thanks for the extra, the overtime.
Thank you, pal.
All right. Thank you. Always fun to have
you guys
here. And we're going to close the night with Oh Holy Night. Compliments of Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night. This is Shekinah. Tell me again the name, Terry.
Shekinah King.
Shekinah King. Oh Holy Night. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're coming back Monday to do it all over again. Good night, Wisconsin.
Shining in his the night of our dear Savior's birth. long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks morn. Fall on your knees and oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful cry, we raise thee with all our hearts. We praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.